The vote was unanimous to approve a fund which will be spent on uses including purchases of equipment and supplies, tracking cases, personnel, and other needs directly related to health crisis response. It also waives the usual processes in order to accelerate those purchases. Legislature Minority Leader Joseph Lorigo.
We are clearly in a ever-changing environment that nobody has ever dealt with. And, you know, I don't know how much more we can be of help than financially. You know, that is our function. Our function in county government is to be the fiscal house and provide you with what is needed to manage this type of situation.
In a hearing prior to the main session and vote, Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein and representatives of the Poloncarz administration sat before lawmakers fielding questions and comments and hearing praise and concerns. Legislature Chair April Baskin and others are asking Burstein to provide some form of regular updates. The problem, Baskin says, is many are calling the legislators directly seeking answers, and they're worried about inaccurate information.
And we don't want to not have the information or contribute to misinformation. So possibly between the county executive's liaison, some type of every other day report could be emailed to me, the majority leader, and the minority leader, and we can disseminate it to the other legislators. We can't get our information from the media or when there's time, because it just creates more fear in the public. I just want you to understand our role in this. It's not to create more work for you guys, but we do get hit up directly because that's what people do. They call their local government official.
The $5 million approved in Thursday's vote comes from a $10 million unassigned balance in the 2019 county budget. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.